at the door. Can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter?
It is 7 minutes after the hour on Friday, last Friday of October 2012. As the time continues to move quickly, we're here. I'm by myself. Actually, everybody else is off, gone, busy, traveling, whatever it is that people do with their lives beside being on the radio. They're doing it, so it's up to you and me to go through this list of the irregular news. The top stories, I am here as the proxy for the people, that is you, to try to give you maybe a little bit of an edge, maybe a little bit of insight. What do you think about the story, the financial markets this week, the shootings in Wisconsin and California, the Frankenstorm story? The reason that I put all of them together is because they're perfect examples of how the news media takes some of this information and spins it and puts you into a state of, in some cases, utter fear and collapse. The shootings, one story, you get all this information about the shootings and the rehash of how they take place. It's the same story no matter where it takes place, and it's reported on badly and with the same zest and zeal each time it happens. To listen to some of the financial shows this week, you'd have thought we were going into a depression. Things are terrible, a big drop in the stock market. And when you really analyze it and look at it with an open, objective mind, you think to yourself, what in the world are they talking about? Went down a little bit, maybe 1% or something. But that's the way the stock market works, up and down and up and down. Yet every time it goes down like this, it's the end of the world. Where is Chicken Little? The sky is falling. The sky is falling. My God, it's terrible. And now we have for Halloween, Frankenstorm. And all of the things that go with Frankenstorm, there are a lot of indicators which would, with some degree of credibility, lead one to believe that there could be a pretty nasty storm on the East Coast. From the Carolinas up through the Delmarva Peninsula into New York and New York State and across into some of the inland areas. But once you get inland 100 miles or so, it's not a big deal. It's a coastal storm impacted by three different things. The hurricane named Sandy, which has beaten up Cuba pretty well the last couple of days, headed for the Bahamas now. And the forecasters say the storm is a potential threat for the Northeast. Word that's important is potential. It could. You see, you're not listening to some of the people who are telling you on the QT, well, it could go off the coast and not hit the coast really till you get up to northern Maine. So all the people that are worried about the Cape, the Cape Hatteras, all the way up to Cape Cod, yeah, it's better to be prepared, no question about that. But is it realistic to have the hell scared out of you? It could be a nor'easter on steroids, says the National Weather Service. Could be. All right, so far we have potential and we have could be. The storm has a 90% chance of hitting the Northeast in the early part of the week, like Monday and Tuesday. Strong winds, flooding, heavy rain, maybe even some snow. Now, you remember last year, during the week before that snowstorm that hit parts of the Northeast, there was some conversation about a bad storm. Not one word about snow until the day of. Remember that? Let's see here. I'm looking at some of the results of what's happened so far. And yep, there are 110-mile-an-hour winds for Sandy, something to be taken not lightly. Power is out, damaged homes, knocked down trees. Trees here in the Northeast still have a lot of leaves on them. And so if it does snow, it'll be the same. There were people that were out. The secondary part of the story is that there were people without power here in the Northeast for weeks, because the government has no control over these power companies. They do what they damn well please. They never really cut the branches away from the wire. So something like this happens at this time of year. Still a lot of leaves on the trees. They catch the snow. They break the power lines. And voila, it's a mess. And do they not? Well, they'll tell you they don't charge you for anything. If you're not using the power, you don't get charged. Wouldn't you rather be using the power? Rather be using the power. All right, so there's a cold front coming down from Canada that may impact this. There's a pretty racy storm through the Midwest as I look at the maps right now. So what say you about this? What do you think? 800-510-8255. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you scared? What is it if I... Yeah, you're out driving again in one of these things. Not very pleasant. But what is it that you're thinking as you review all this stuff? Do you agree with me that this is exaggeration? That the shootings... never mind the shooting. That's something that goes on and on. But the financial markets this week and the reporting that was done on that, was that exaggerated? Do you think this is exaggerated? What do you feel about the essence of Hurricane Sandy and all the other storms that may come together? I'm looking at the words that are being used. Potential, could be, may, maybe. So would you rather err on the side of caution? Yep. Do you want to be scared because the end of the world could be coming? No, not if you have any common sense. So how does this all strike you? 800-510-8255. Jennifer's off today. Richie's off. And so it's Doug Steffen with an overview of what's going on today, what things you may need to know or may want to think about regarding the world that you live in. One of the things that's going on in the world that you live in, if you are like me, you're concerned with your appearance. Everybody wants to look good because when you look well, you feel well. You want to look young. You feel good when you have people tell you, wow, you look great. You never change. Isn't that cool? Well, if you have yellow stained teeth, it's likely people are not saying that to you. I know a lot of people have tried a lot of products. People who drink coffee and tea have stains on their teeth. And a lot of people don't like those whitening strips in the trays because your teeth get very sensitive. Plus, take up to an hour to work. Here's the solution to the problem of yellow stained teeth. It's a product called Power Swabs. Power Swabs, not only whitening system that works well on your teeth to remove the stains, it works very quickly. The best part of Power Swabs is that your teeth will start looking better in 5 minutes. Just swab your teeth for 2 minutes, coffee, the tea, the smoking stains start to disappear. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as bonded teeth and veneers and caps and crowns. Get your Power Swab risk-free. Dial 800-865-7602. 800-865-7602. That's the only way to get this new whitener taking the country by storm. Risk-free as well. You'll use it for 3 months if your teeth don't get whiter. Listen, and they'll be happy to give you your money back. Matter of fact, the risk-free trial comes with 40% off. Dial 800-865-7602. So you get a risk-free guarantee, you get whiter teeth, you get 40% off. Man, that's a heck of a deal. Power Swabs at 800-865-7602.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-463-9240. That's 1-800-463-9240. 1-800-463-9240.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug, and the overview here in this first part of the hour has to do with exaggeration, the news media, scare tactics being used. Here's a perfect example of what I'm talking about from Fox News.
And a Fox News alert to begin happening now on Hurricane Sandy. That storm already slamming Cuba. Now we have brand new tracking, which shows where this massive system might be headed next. And it is not good news for those who live in the northeastern United States. Janice Dean has the latest from the Extreme Weather Center. What's going on, JD?
If this track comes true, it is the worst case scenario, John. Now, we still have days to go and a lot of information to kind of input into this tracking. But right now, this storm looks like it's going to be headed for millions of people. It's going to be a transitioning system, meaning that perfect storm type scenario, a tropical storm that transitions into an extra tropical storm because a cold front, a very powerful Arctic cold front, is going to interact with the system and draw it in towards the northeast, a very rare meteorological situation. So this could be historic, folks. If you live across the East Coast from the Mid-Atlantic up to Maine and eastern Canada, you need to be paying very, very close attention to your local forecast. Still a Category 2. We just got the 11 o'clock advisory. It was a Category 3 major hurricane overnight, so it rapidly intensified within hours. Take a look at the latest track. As you can see, Category 2 moving through the Bahamas. It hugs the coast Friday into Saturday, but look at what happens as we head into early next week. The worst case scenario right now, moving right into millions upon millions of people. And this could cause extensive catastrophic damage. I'm not just standing here making this stuff up. I want people to really pay attention to this.
So listen to some of the words that she used. We still have, if was used there frequently, we still have days to go. We have much information to put into our system. It's actually, Hurricane Sandy, if you look at the information, is a rapidly decreasing storm in terms of strength. It was a Category 2, as she pointed out, and then went to Category 1. Looks like it'll be a tropical storm as it moves further. Now, if the cold front that is headed toward the northeast, if it does what she suggested, it could suck the storm back in, and that's not good. But what I'm suggesting, I guess I'm asking, what's more prudent here? To scare the hell out of everybody or just inform you as to what the scenario may be so you can use your best, most mature thoughts to be prepared, whatever that is, generators, make sure you get enough food, all that sort of thing. But the way it's been presented by some, it seems to me, is totally irresponsible. That's my thinking. What's yours? 21 after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value, value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff, ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos.
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days, like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Disney is in early talks to buy the Food Network. You can tell Disney wants to get the ball rolling. Today, Donald Duck was handed some scallions and stuffed into a pancake.
Oh!
What, Donald? Donald! Early voting is great because, A, it's important that everyone makes their voices heard, and, B, on election day, you don't have to spend the morning inside an old lady's garage. This is interesting. You know, Democrats are more likely to vote early than Republicans. Most Republicans are opposed to early voting because they believe that voting starts at conception. Is that how it is?
Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon with some late night comedy. Now, let's listen. We go through during this part of the program some of the interesting television things, amusing television items from the talk shows. And a lot of people love to listen to Ellen DeGeneres, who has a laugh here about celebrity tour buses.
How many of you have been on those tour buses that take you to celebrities' homes? How many of you have been to my home? Yeah, they're very popular here. They go right by my house, and because of that, I don't walk in my neighborhood a whole lot. They don't come by that often. They're like, I don't know, every 4 minutes, something like that. And when I do go out, I try to pick a disguise to wear, and when it's hot, that ZZ Top beard gets itchy. So I try not to wear that.
All right. Come on, admit it. When you go to Los Angeles, you want to take one of those tour buses, right? Take the tour. I even, when I first moved to Los Angeles, I've lived there part-time since 1994, the winter of 94, and I remember taking the buses and going around. It's fascinating, and it's kind of fun, because that's really what the city, it's a company town. It's what the city's all about. It's what it depends on, a lot of tourism and movie and television making. 800-510-8255 connects you to the Good Day program. Jennifer's off today. I'm here going through some, in this particular part, this point of the program, some of the things from the daily TV shows. Wendy Williams is somebody I have a lot of interest in. I find her fascinating, the things that she talks about and gets up, really gets into it with the audience. And after all, isn't that what it's all about, engaging the audience? Here, she answers an audience member's questions about how to get a husband to dress better for weekly date night.
When my husband goes to work, he dresses in suits, puts on his contacts, and he looks very sexy coming home. But when date night rolls around, he dresses frumpy, he puts on tennis shoes, jeans, and a t-shirt. And I just want to know how to get him to look more sexy for me.
Yes.
During those times without being rude when we're going out.
I'm glad that you're considerate of his feelings. What you do is you get his size straight, and then you run out to the store, and you buy him some date night weekend clothes. And don't wait until Christmas. Like, start buying a couple of things now, and gently nudge him to, you know, this looks really good on you, you know. Because all you have to do, just mold the mind. Mold the mind, girl.
Mold the mind. There you go. 800-510-8255. The other thing on television, The View yesterday, Barbara Walters called Donald Trump a fool because of the way he did his latest bombshell announcement about Mr. Obama. And actually, to tell you the truth, he did seem kind of foolish, didn't he?
America, I hope I have your attention because the following message addresses an important topic that can make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member or a friend, are active or off-duty U.S. military seeking employment, Eco2Tech is looking for you. Eco2Tech is a public company trading under parent company ticker symbol RVPL. America's green company enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand with new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international job openings in various fields that have starting pay of up to $80,000 per year, in addition to possible bonus, 401k, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details about us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Once again, visit our website at greenjobsforveterans.com. Thank you for listening, and God bless America. Eco2Tech is a subsidiary of RV Plus, ticker symbol RVPL.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Most people think that road warriors, the people who travel regularly for business, only stay in the most expensive hotels. Not true. In fact, it's often the mid-range hotels in North America that have not just lower rates, but a whole lot more value. First, there's the all-important coffee test. A five-star hotel will most likely charge exorbitant rates just for a pot of coffee. Factor in the room service charge and the mandatory gratuity, and suddenly that coffee costs more than two cocktails. And I don't really care if you're traveling on business or with family. Free breakfast is always a perk. Then there's the all-important wireless high-speed internet. Everybody complains about being nickel and dime by a daily charge or a resort fee. But the mid-level hotels, for the most part, have figured it out. Wi-Fi is free throughout the brand at places like Hampton Inn and La Quinta. And when it comes to the little things that make us more productive, it's as much about the value as it is about the cost. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to GEICO, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
After the hour, Friday, the 26th of October.
I don't know why I always do that.
I'm eating a little chocolate-covered almond, as it were. How many of you like to snack? I'm a big snacker. Don't eat. I have regular meals, but I try to get healthy snacks. And in doing that, sometimes while I'm on the air, I'm going through things. I'm working, moving from... screen to screen. And if Jennifer were here, she'd be having a lot of fun with me, and so would Richie. However, they are not here, so it's up to you and me to work our way through some of these stories today. I'm conventional to the point of wanting to spend time on Hurricane Sandy. By the way, you can get a lot of information by going to DougSteffen.com today. The story of the winter storm, the frigid air, the handle Frankenstorm, all that stuff. But I'm choosing to look at this as an opportunity to learn. Learning about the weather is fascinating. We all like to learn about things, don't we? And I find the weather one of my pets, because it's so fascinating in that it changes. The variations in it are so fantastically creative. They're kind of like the warrior woman. Which way are we going today? 800-510-8255. I find these good news stories to be, the pensiveness that comes from thinking about Brian Stowe. Do you remember who Brian Stowe is? How many people remember Brian Stowe? Raise your hands. If you're a fan of sports talk radio, you may be closer to Brian Stowe than if you're a fan of regular news talk, issue-oriented conversation radio. You may remember that Brian Stowe was injured. He was in the, I think it was the first game of the season, wasn't it, Michael, if I remember correctly? It was last year. He was in attendance in a game, and he got beaten up and pretty badly. But he was in attendance as a guest of the Giants. He requested privacy, but of course the news media didn't give him any. And so I just thought it was interesting. The organization, as well as individual players, stayed in close contact with him and his family.
They posted on their blog October 9th how he was doing his recovery. This man is permanently disabled, so he's not ever going to really, he's not ever going to recover completely. And there was no pre-announcement at the game. At any rate, I don't know whether did Fox is doing the is doing the games. Michael, did you see any video of them going to him in the stands?
I have not. I can see if there is any.
Yeah, I'm just curious as to how they all handle it. But under the circumstances, that was certainly something that was a blight. I think they were San Francisco fans, if I remember correctly.
They were Dodgers fans that beat him.
The Dodgers fans that beat him. Yeah, okay. Not a great day for the Dodgers. And maybe that's why they didn't do so well, the karma that followed them. All right, so good thought for Brian Stowe here on Good Day at 23 before the hour.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. How many people agree with me that the early voting that's taking place in our country should not be reported upon in the news media? I'm looking at the various pivotal battleground states and the polls and the information that's coming from early voters. Obama has a slight lead in Ohio. At least in the polls. If you voted and you're not supposed to have election results until Election Day, November 6th, why are these people announcing this?
How is that right?
Anyway, the president is voting early in Chicago, I guess next week. But in this circumstance, we know who he's going to vote for, but you don't want to know who. It's not fair. It isn't. It's the primary system, which is it is not fair to not have everybody voting on the same time. Or at least, if you're not on the same timetable, you don't announce the results because it skews the election.
A lot of people stay home.
Oh, well, it looks like he's going to win. I don't have to go vote for him anyway. It's dramatically un-American and unfair. What are we going to do about it? 800-510-8255. Question from Texas today. Has the state executed another innocent person? This question could have a definitive answer if the surviving relatives of Cameron Todd Willingham have their way. They have teamed up with the Innocent Project, among other groups. The Willinghams are applying for a pardon, a posthumous pardon, in order to clear their son's name 8 years after he was executed for a fire that killed his three children. They say his conviction was based on flawed investigative methods. If the Board of Pardons and Paroles approves the appeal, it'll be the first time an official Texas agency has admitted that an innocent person was executed, even though there has been proof that any number of innocent people have been executed, not only in Texas, but elsewhere. That's why we need not to have the death penalty, unless it's... I mean, I'm not a fan of the death penalty. I don't like it. I think sometimes we all may agree that it's used as vengeance in dispatching someone who's done something really horrendous. Like if this guy really did kill his three children in a fire, he deserved to die. But apparently there are a lot of questions. So if there's a question, why do you do it? 800-510-8255. WikiLeaks yesterday published Defense Department documents covering detainment policies in Iraq and Guantanamo Bay. After September 11th, Julian Assange said the files show a dark space where law and rights do not necessarily apply. The documents reveal a reality of harsh, formal interrogation, and then a record of destroying the records, as it were. I'm taking a verbalized pause there because I think we all know, we all feel that there's something wrong here with all of this. I want to know. I don't mean necessarily how they handle the accused. As long as they're sure that they are guilty, I'm not actually worried about the treatment. I'm concerned about the fact that we don't know, and we ought to know. We ought to have the right to know, one way or another. All right. Next item of interest here on the rundown of things that people are talking about today and have been this week and this month. That black mold creeping into the spines of hundreds of people in our country who got those tainted shots for back pain. This is uncharted medical territory. Never before has this particular fungus been found to cause meningitis. It's incredibly hard to diagnose and to kill. Requires at least 3 months of a treatment that can cause hallucinations, sickness, unbelievable pain. There's no good way to predict survival, say doctors. This all started in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, where the compounding laboratory was in the same building as the offices, and in the back of this building, I know it well, is a recycling center. And you know what goes on, it's a dump. So can you imagine the filth that's around? And the people who owned the pharmacy also owned the recycling business. So they're going back and forth in the building from one office to the next. And all of the stuff that was on their shoes made it into the office and made its way into this serum that was prepared. Tens of thousands of vials of it going all over the country. So at any rate, there are a lot of questions. And apparently the people at the Center for Disease Control say, we've never seen anything like this. 14,000 people are at risk for fungal meningitis. 24 people are dead. It's a new territory and not a, there's a sort of brown-black color to this that I'm not sure is apparent. But there are some people who reported an oozing of this stuff from the place where the shots, when the infection takes place, the fungus grows in your body and it oozes out of the portal in whether it's your knee, your back, wherever this shot was given. So, not a pleasant picture. 800-510-8255. Walt's in Florida with a thought on early voting. Go ahead, Walt. You're on. Good day. Hi.
Good day. Pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
I want to agree with you 100% as far as making the early voting results public. It certainly skews the election. I have a couple other thoughts. I think that the window for early voting is certainly way too early.
And yeah.
It's way too early because there are significant events that would certainly or could certainly impact people's thinking and as it relates to worldwide events and so on and so forth. And last but not least, I also have a thought on election result reporting even on election day. You have the networks coming on at 7 o'clock and start projecting states and start, showing the results of exit polls while there's polling still going on in the western states. So my idea there is, as well, is at the very earliest. I mean, we live in the instant information age. Everybody is so out there to try to be the first ones to scoop the story.
Yeah.
But I don't believe any results ought to be forthcoming before 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You still have Alaska and Hawaii, but at that point, I think we as people can be patient enough to let this thing play out as it should in the democratic process. That's my thoughts on the matter.
Yeah, very good thoughts. The most important thing isn't when you get the information. It is that you get it, and it seems extraordinarily unfair, all of this. So why are we putting up with it? Good call, sir. Thank you. By the way, there are a lot of scams happening now to try to keep you from voting. In fact, in Florida, Virginia, and Indiana, some of you are getting phone calls instructing you not to vote on election day, but to vote by phone. And there are other scams that are overviewed at DougStephan.com. What's new at DougStephan.com in one of the boxes with the stories there. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Stephan.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15, 20, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. 12 minutes before the hour. Do you know who Caterina Migliorini is? Rich McFadden is joining me in the studio.
I do
in
not.
Washington. Caterina Migliorini.
I like her name, though.
Went online to offer herself and her virginity. A Brazilian woman auctioning off her virginity online. So far, the bidding is at $780,000. From a guy in Japan.
Yeah.
And the same sort of thing, a male virgin offered himself as a contrast to this woman selling his virginity, and he got $3,000.
Good Lord.
Isn't it amazing what, again, online stuff, what's available online? Other people in the news, Natalie Portman. Her ad for Dior has been banned in the UK for what the British say is a misleading edit. The complaint was filed by L'Oreal. This is really pretty interesting. One company objecting to the presentation of a product that they say is misleadingly exaggerated. In other words, L'Oreal is upset with the Dior ad because the Dior ad doesn't mention L'Oreal. It just says something about its product that it's, I think it's a lipstick product, I'm not sure, is better for XYZ reasons. L'Oreal says, no, that's not true. How can you say that? When did we start? All right, maybe they have different standards. I don't know. Yeah. Them, different standards in England than we do here. We say most anything in our ads here. It's kind of like the Wild West. You never quite know what the whether it's true or it isn't true, you got to sort of try it out.
How do they prove that?
Fits. I don't know how they.
It's
I'm not
subjective.
Sure. Yeah, it really is. It may work better for you and not well for somebody else. One of those things you do, you have to try it out. Advertising is a presentation, not necessarily of facts, but of position. 51 past the hour.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Technology is tops now on Good Day. How can we inform you as to using some of these tools? Shelley Palmer is our reporter on the scene in the world of technology. And in a moment, he'll talk about Microsoft's release of Windows 8 coming up here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Microsoft just unleashed Windows 8 on the public, which means corporate IT guys are tearing their hair out right about now. Windows 8 is unlike any other Windows operating system as it's designed for the portable device market, which Microsoft also dove into head first today with the launch of its Surface tablet. There are a lot of things to like about Windows 8, but right now it's buggy and I think people are going to have a hard time adapting to it. You may get deja vu about Windows Vista as opposed to all excited about, let's say, the Windows 7 release. This is a radical change for the desktop, but I think it's a change for the better. People are going to make the switch, but they're probably going to do it kicking and screaming. Better get used to it as Microsoft gets serious about the portable post-PC market. Get ready. The future of Microsoft begins today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, the curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
All right, so Richie, yes. Apple has begun selling its smaller tablet across the world.
Yep.
In less than an hour, the delivery date for November 2nd became 2 weeks later than that for some of the models. I don't know.
It's the way it happened with the iPhone 5, too, is they get more orders than expected.
And then they had to push it back a little bit.
Why would they get more orders? They know how popular all this stuff is.
Yeah, and they build for that popularity that they expect, and then it gets even more.
So do we know how much profit there is in all of these things, in each one of these items? They're different prices,
no, I don't.
Are they not?
Yeah.
Different sizes?
Yeah, 16 gig, 32 gig.
All right.
And
so
it was actually thought that Apple was going to release an 8 gig mini iPad to compete with the Kindle Fire at the $200 price range, but they decided not to do it and keep it at 16. I think it's 300 and
Apple's CEO said, we will never make a 7-inch tablet.
Right.
And what size is the mini pad?
7.9 inches, yeah.
What the heck difference does that make?
Right.
What am I missing here? I have an iPad, and I use it. I don't even know how big the screen is.
It's 10 inches or something like that.
So why is it important to have it 3 inches smaller? What do you gain?
It's handheld. My wife wants one just because she can hold it easier in her hand. Instead of the iPad takes two hands.
The iPad takes two hands?
Yeah, she can't hold
it down on some surface.
Well, when she's laying in bed, she wants to read her book. She has to hold it with two hands.
Really?
Or prop it up on her knees or something like that.
Hmm. Well,
and that's the only disadvantage that Apple had through all these other devices is the smaller devices are handheld.
Mm-hmm. All right, I don't...
Makes a difference.
I guess it does.
They're selling a lot of that stuff.
Are women buying them more than men are?
I would say women are probably a slight advantage over in the market, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's something that's coming soon to YouTube. It's called My Facelift. My Facelift. Eye drops, sunglasses, a pair of prescription-free contact lenses. We all see these things around all the time. You get LASIK surgery, blah, 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 blah. But now, apparently, there is a way for you to look for 10 minutes online. Go to YouTube, and you can link to a website that will... somehow or other, instruct you as to how to do Botox injections yourself. This guy's trying to sell the Botox online, and you inject it yourself. Instead of spending $5,000 for Botox in an office...
What country is he selling it from?
Well, that would be the question, right?
Yeah.
The guy who put the YouTube piece together is a Manhattan accountant.
No way he's selling it in the United States. No way.
Well, I mean, especially with that, the stuff, all the scare about the meningitis thing and what's available without any regulation at all.
Idiot would do that.
You're not smart if you do it. 59 past the hour on Good.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.